Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin. I really am. It's sitting out in the woods behind the house, and it's where I do a lot of my recording, and it's where I listen to Western Swing and other things every Saturday morning, and it's where I enjoy coming to you and bringing you a little outdoor news or a recipe or tell you where the crappie are biting or something every week. We've been doing this a long time, and I enjoy it as much today as when I started a few years ago. Camp beans. Today I'm going to give you a recipe, share a way that I cook some awesome beans. I've actually never fixed it for anyone that beans like this that they didn't like it. It's more or less a mixture, kind of like, baked beans in a way, but you cook it on top of the camp stove, or you can cook it right there on your cook stove at home. But I can guarantee you, at a fish fry or an outdoor cookout, it'll be a hit. I've done it, used this method of cooking it a long time, and it's easy. What you're going to need basically is, I think they're 28-ounce cans of pork and beans. You don't have to get the most expensive beans you can buy. Any pork and beans will work. Depending on, of course, the number of people that's going to be eating with you there, one can will feed probably, probably four or five people. If you've got a big bunch, you can take two cans two 28-ounce cans of the pork and beans and fix it with those. But basically, you want to start out with a cast iron skillet, you know, one that doesn't overheat too quickly, and take about four pieces of bacon and chip them up, dice them up, and fry them until they're crispy. Now, they'll put off a little bit of little grease, but not much. Just leave that grease in the skillet. Now, next, dice up. Say you're going to use a 28-ounce can, just one can. Dice up about two jalapeno peppers. Cut them up pretty fine. And one onion. Use the whole onion. Dice it up pretty fine. You don't have to worry about getting it in minute pieces, but cut it up in pretty fine pieces. And take about four garlic cloves, smash them and chop them up real fine. Now, that's some of the ingredients you're going to need. Actually, it's about everything you're going to need. But once your bacon is crispy, take your onion, your jalapeno, and your garlic, and you just want to saute those ingredients in the bacon grease until they're soft. That'll only take, 4 or 5 minutes. Don't cut it up on high. Just kind of slowly simmer it, and all the ingredients, even the peppers, will get soft and tender. Now, at this point, it's time to add the main ingredient, which is your pork and beans. So you know that you can adjust the amounts of all these different ingredients to fit the amount of beans. But we're talking about a 28-ounce can, just one can of pork and beans. So put that in there with all those ingredients. Stir it up really well. Cut your fire down low and just let that simmer for a little bit. Bring it up to a slow simmer, you know. And I like to add about a half a handful of brown sugar at this point. Stir it in where it mixes really well. Cut your fire down. Now, you may want to put just a little bit of water in there with the beans to make sure the main thing you have to do from this point on is slow simmer everything so those onions and garlic and jalapeno flavors mix well with the beans. But stir them up really good. Add a little water if you need to, and cut that fire down on low. Just a real slow simmer is what you want. And let those cook for after about 20 or 30 minutes. Actually, they're done. But I'll tell you, they will rival any baked beans that you've ever eaten. Now, that's a little tip. It's a little bit different from our hardcore hunting and fishing talk that we usually do. But the next time you have a fish fry or you want to have an outdoor cookout or even cook them inside, try old Luke's recipe for camp cook baked beans. Folks, we're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. As always, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about hunting and fishing, and who knows what the topic's going to be, but it will be fun. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.